Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Those who believe will not perish, but will have everlasting life. We look at what that means today on A Call to Worship. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for life everlasting. This life is a gift from you. A very undeserved gift, not earned by our works. But by your grace, we are saved from the penalty of sin, death. We pass from that death to life the moment we believe. You make it abundantly clear in your word that when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, then we are saved from that penalty, born again into your kingdom, and receive the hope, the confidence of everlasting life. We have life with you on this earth and in your presence in heaven, where you are when this body is done. Thank you, God, for all that you have done to provide us with eternal life. We look forward to experiencing that in your presence forever. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
Thank you. no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day.
Thank you for joining us for today's Call to Worship. You are listening to Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at the same time. I invite you to make this a habit and to tell your friends. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of our ministry is the website at calltoworship.us. You can listen to past programs of your choice 24/7 at your convenience. This is especially helpful to those who cannot find us on a local station, would like to listen to a program a second time, or would like to hear different topics. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. It's your faithful prayer and financial gifts that keep this ministry going. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504.
My love for you.
This is your call to worship.
Some named him prophet, a man with a purpose, and some say, he's just history. Some named him teacher, but few ever realized his true identity. His name is Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, of salvation, Lamb of God is he. Son of David, King of the ages, eternal. Some named him devil because of his powers. You see, they just could not understand. Some named him blasphemer because they refused to accept him as more than just a man. See, I know him as Master,
Savior, Lion of Judah, blessed Prince of Peace. To me he's shepherd and fortress, Rock of salvation, Son of David, King of the ages, eternal life. To me he's holy Lord of glory, his name.
Worship the Lord with me. Sing, his name is Master Savior.
His name is Master Savior.
Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
Blessed Prince of Peace.
Blessed Prince of Peace.
Shepherd Fortress.
Shepherd Fortress.
Rock of Salvation.
Rock of
God is he.
Lamb of God is he.
Son of David, King of the ages, worship.
Son of David, King of the ages,
eternal light,
eternal light.
Holy Lord of glory, tonight he's the Holy Lord of glory.
Holy Lord of glory.
His people know him as the Holy Lord of glory.
Holy Lord of glory.
His name is life.
His name is life.
Thank you.
Ever thought about the eternal, everlasting life that's talked about in Scripture? It is a promised hope for the believers. Do you have everlasting life? How does one receive that, and what does that look like? Well, let's start with a prophecy found in Daniel chapter 1. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Jesus Christ talked about the reward of eternal life. Let's start with Matthew chapter 19. Jesus replied, "I assure you that when the world is made new and the Son of Man sits upon his glorious throne, you who have been my followers will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property for my sake will receive 100 times as much in return and will inherit eternal life. But many who are the greatest now will be the least important then, and those who seem least important now will be the greatest then." From John 3, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For God so loved the world, so much, that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There's no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." From John 3:35, a little later in the chapter, "The Father loves his Son and has put everything into his hands, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who does not obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment." The account of Jesus at the well while passing through Samaria, found in John chapter 4. "A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, 'Please give me a drink.' The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. So she said to Jesus, 'You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?' Jesus replied, 'If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water.' 'But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket,' she said, 'and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water?' Jesus replied, 'Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life.'" John 6, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Romans 6, 20, "When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things that you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. When you've been born again spiritually, we are in a new reality of sorts. Number one, we are free from the penalty of sin. And secondly, we're free from the power of sin. Just check out Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. "So now there is therefore no condemnation," no penalty, for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 3:18, "There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him." Ephesians 2:4-5, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It's only by God's grace that you have been saved." And in verses 8 through 10, "God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago." Folks, we're saved from the penalty of sin by God's grace. We're given power over sin by his Spirit, and we will be saved from the presence of sin when we go to heaven. There is no sin, no sickness, no unrighteousness, only holiness in the presence of God. Can you even begin to imagine what it will be like with no presence of sin, no temptation to make bad choices? Encourage one another with these words, "And even so, Lord, come quickly."
I've got the life of God, the life of God in me.
Just like a tiny sea, I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. The power that made all the universe with just a
ground, there's a message, a simple truth that can set you free. It's alive in every tree, and it can free you indeed. When this truth you begin to see,
the God who made all creation around you, with just a word made all the world and all it holds, has placed within every flower all of his mighty power. Every blossom has a message to unfold.
I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. The power that made all the universe with just a word has come to live in me abundantly, just like a seed becomes a tree.
Just like a stream becomes a sea.
For I believe I'll receive all he has promised me.
For his word is at work within me mightily.
When he's begun, let the sun arise triumphantly. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God. I got the life,
I got the God in me, God in me.
The power that made all the universe with just one word has come to live in me abundantly,
just like a seed becomes a tree.
Just like a stream becomes a sea.
For I believe I'll receive all he has promised me.
For his word is at work to live me
by. But he's begun.
The life of God in me.
Our call to worship today has looked at the reality of everlasting life bestowed upon those who believe. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on that website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him, forever and ever. Amen.